One of the biggest questions considered was whether renewable energy could completely take over. Natural Resources Defense Council Director Ashok Gupta says improved power lines and less household waste is a start.
Clearly, energy efficiency, again, has to be the biggest part of that goal. If we're going to try to get to 100% renewable future in any time frame, we can't waste a third or half of the electricity we generate.
Conservation is another aspect to limit greenhouse emissions and move toward things like wind and solar power. SUNY Stony Brook Energy Research Chair Bob Cattell says that has to be better sold to the public.
I don't think the general public really is yet engaged in the subject. We got to do a better job educating them. I agree, conservation is the low-hanging fruit. We're only going to get that conservation if we can demonstrate to the public that it's in their best interest long-term to get us there.
Yet another barrier is paying for improving homes and buildings with efficient lighting or better insulation, or managing the costs of solar panels or other renewables. Stanford University Energy Policy Director Dan Riker is seeing some creative approaches.
On-bill repayment, that is, you pay back the cost of a unit put on your roof, or you pay back the efficiency improvements made to your home on your monthly utility bill. That is also gaining some favor as well.
Most of the experts at the symposium agree completely sustainable energy is a long-term goal, though it's more important to focus on steps taken in the next 5 to 10 years. Chris Bolt, WAER News.